You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. I think a lot of men were astonished when many of the women in our lives posted hashtag MeToo on Facebook and Twitter. I think the women were already very aware. Friends, family, strong women we admire told us about sexual harassment and sexual assault that sometimes started when they were young, adolescents. My next guest says the answer to hashtag MeToo is education. Wendy Sellers offers guidance through Puberty the Wonder Years. Her curriculum educates students about their bodies, puberty, sexuality, respect, healthy relationships, and communication. Welcome to Stateside.
Thank you, Lester.
How can what you teach help keep men and boys from harassing and assaulting girls and women?
That's a great question. This is a huge issue, and it's endemic to our society, as hashtag MeToo has pointed out. And so we need to start young, because these types of behaviors begin at a young age and continue into adulthood. And so one of the answers to these issues is educating young people about what healthy relationships look like and how to develop the skills to have healthy relationships, as well as what to do to intervene if a person is the object of sexual harassment or sexual assault.
In a response to hashtag MeToo, you wrote, "When we have repeated talks about puberty and sexuality and answer the many questions children have about these topics, we remove the silence and stigmas that surround puberty and sexuality." Tell me how that works.
Well, in our culture, we have this expectation that we will not talk about sexuality, we don't talk about puberty. Many young people begin to experience changes that are normal and natural as they experience puberty, and they're caught off guard by that. That creates a lot of curiosity and mocking at times. And so by having open conversations, repeated conversations, and conversations that occur between a trusted adult and children, that can remove that stigma, so that if people do have a problem with being sexually harassed or assaulted, they've already developed the skills and relationships to be able to talk to someone about those things.
So it makes it more normalized, not so taboo that they'd be embarrassed to talk to somebody about being touched inappropriately or something like that.
Yes, exactly.
You also wrote, children who are early bloomers are more likely to be targets of unwanted sexual attention than those who develop later. What should they know to help protect themselves?
Well, first of all, I think that parents and other trusted adults should talk to young people before they start to develop the signs of puberty, so that they know what is coming and what to expect. And then we need to have open, honest conversations with both our young males and young females about what changes occur and how to behave in respectful manners if someone else is starting puberty earlier than they are. And that if they're curious, it's much better to go to a trusted adult to ask questions than it is to try to touch, harass, or sneak peeks at someone, which is very disrespectful behavior.
One of the points you made was every 98 seconds an American is sexually assaulted. Every 8 minutes that victim is a child. That's horrifying. Why hasn't this problem gotten more recognition and response?
Well, I believe that this is so embedded in our culture that we take it for granted. As you said early in the program, while this was shocking to most men that so many women were coming out with hashtag MeToo, it's not shocking to most women. And it's something that women have not been encouraged to come forward about. If you look at the rates of prosecution for sexual harassment and sexual assault, the rates of prosecution and conviction are very low, because many times women have been punished for coming forward, they've been publicly humiliated, and their reputations have been besmirched because of victim blaming and people not believing them.
I think a lot of parents are hesitant to talk about sexuality in any kind of explicit way with their children. They're afraid they're going to hit them with too much information too early in life. What would you recommend to them?
What I recommend is that all adults become very familiar with how to talk about these topics with children in a very age and developmentally appropriate manner. There are many wonderful resources on the internet, and also on my website, that help people understand how to have these conversations in an age-appropriate manner. The other thing is, it's important to remember that if you have a conversation with a child that they're not ready to hear, typically it will go right over their heads and they will come back to it at a later time when it's more relevant. So the fear that we have that we'll introduce these topics too early is really unfounded. It's just important to do it in a very sex-positive way, not in a fear-based or shame-based way.
Your curriculum is aimed at young people, and I keep wondering about what about the generations of adults whose awareness never came about? They weren't taught any of these things. I mean, many of these hashtag MeToo posts made it clear that this is an issue that men need to recognize and to which they need to respond. So what should adult men know that they didn't learn early in life?
I think adult men who are sincere about understanding this issue need to talk to women about it and try to have conversations about what is respectful behavior, what is frightening disrespectful behavior, and how can they be supportive. I also think that men could invest some time in reading about these issues to try to understand them further and ask a trusted partner for feedback on their own behavior and then modify it if they get feedback that there's something that they could improve. And as you said, many adults did not get taught about puberty, about healthy sexual relationships, or even healthy friendship relationships. And so it's really important that we also teach young people about media literacy, because so much of what we see in the media promotes this, what some people call rape culture, or at least a very paternalistic male dominance over females kind of culture. And so it's important that we also teach young people to see through the messages they see and hear all around them in the media and learn the skills they need to behave in a healthier way with their friends and their future partners.
So is there anything else that we really should realize as we're dealing with the youth today and what they should be aware of?
Yes, absolutely. A very important concept is that of consent. We need to teach both males and females about consent, which is two people voluntarily agreeing to do something or not to do something. It's important for both our boys and girls to learn that they should ask before touching someone or someone's possessions, and that the person that is asked has the right to say yes or no, and the importance of listening to that answer and honoring that answer. That can be taught at very young ages by teaching children that they have the right to say yes or no in sharing toys, and that they have the right to say yes or no in giving grandma or auntie a hug or a kiss.
Wendy Sellers offers guidance through Puberty, the Wonder Years. That's at pubertycurriculum.com. She's also co-author of the Michigan Model for Health. She wrote a response to the hashtag MeToo campaign. We'll post a link to that on michiganradio.org.